What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 478. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using buprenorphine as an antidote in methadone overdose. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode478. The title of the article I'll be discussing is Buprenorphine to Reverse Respiratory Depression from Methadone Overdose in Opioid-Dependent Patients, a Prospective Randomized Trial. The lead author is Naseem Zamani, and this was published in Critical Care February 2020. While naloxone is the standard treatment for opioid overdose, it does have two significant limitations when treating respiratory depression from methadone overdose. First, naloxone will precipitate opioid withdrawal in opioid-dependent patients, and patients on methadone are highly likely to be opioid-dependent. And second, naloxone has a very short half-life when compared with methadone, therefore requires titration and continuous infusion in most methadone overdose cases. Buprenorphine has a much longer half-life than naloxone, and being a partial opioid agonist, is expected to cause less severe withdrawal. Case reports suggest that buprenorphine will still reverse respiratory depression induced by full agonist opioids such as methadone. The authors of this trial sought to compare the efficacy and safety of buprenorphine and naloxone in reversing respiratory depression in methadone-poisoned opioid-dependent patients. Patients with methadone-induced respiratory depression were randomized to receive naloxone in titrated doses or one of two different doses of buprenorphine, 10 mics per kilo or 15 mics per kilo IV. The primary outcome was the immediate reversal of respiratory depression. The authors also examined rates of acute opioid withdrawal, need for intubation, recurrent apnea, repeated doses of opioid antagonists, length of hospital stay, and mortality. There were 29 patients in the naloxone group and 28 patients in each buprenorphine group. Naloxone worked in all but one patient, however, it caused withdrawal symptoms in 15 patients. Buprenorphine worked in all but one patient, and even though twice as many patients received buprenorphine compared to naloxone, only 7 buprenorphine patients experienced withdrawal. This difference was significant, as was a reduced incidence of the need for intubation, favoring the buprenorphine group at 28 versus just 9%. 15% of the patients in the naloxone group developed ARDS, and there was 15% mortality, compared to no cases of ARDS and no mortality in the buprenorphine group. The authors concluded, buprenorphine appears to be a safe and effective substitute for naloxone in overdosed opioid-dependent patients. Further studies are warranted to explore the optimal dosing strategy for buprenorphine to consistently maintain reversal of respiratory depression but not precipitate withdrawal. Back in episode 329, I discussed a single case report of buprenorphine's successful use in a patient with methadone overdose. This randomized trial further delineates the role for buprenorphine in methadone overdose. The 15 mic per kilo buprenorphine dose provided a longer duration of action than 10 mics per kilo, but the 15 mic per kilo dose accounted for all the cases of withdrawal in the buprenorphine group. The near complete lack of need for repeat doses or continuous infusions in the buprenorphine group and the lower rates of intubation, ARDS, and mortality present a compelling case for the use of IV buprenorphine being preferred in methadone overdose cases. Outside of a controlled trial environment, making the switch to buprenorphine as an antidote for methadone will require significant effort on the part of hospital pharmacists. Automated dispensing cabinets in emergency departments would need to be preloaded with IV buprenorphine, and extensive education on the dose, administration, and patient-centered benefits would need to be delivered to both nurses and physicians. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.